This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's going to be a good year for conservatives. Happy New Year to you. Welcome to the year of vision, the year of hindsight, where many leftists are going to look back on the policies and the things that they've done, and they're going to be embarrassed by it. Many already are. Many are switching. I don't care what the media is telling you. You know you have a gut feel about this. You do. You don't want to trust it because you've been told over the years, don't trust your gut. Oh, don't racially profile. Yeah, stuff like that. Don't trust your gut. Don't trust that inner voice that goes, this is a potentially dangerous situation. Don't go there. Don't do that. Because you've been taught not to trust your gut, not to trust yourself. The worst thing you could teach somebody, don't trust that intuition. You know where all that comes from? It comes from learning. Look, I've raised four boys. My youngest son has probably gotten more, you know, just fatherly advice than any of my kids combined, because I'm at a point in life where I can spend more time with. And I say to this kid, he's got lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson. And you know what's funny? He got to a certain age where he goes, yeah, Dad, okay, Dad, I get it. Because he would say things to me like, you tell me this all the time, you tell me this all the time. And I go, why do I tell you this all the time? Why do I tell you? Do you think that I just like telling you this all the time? No, it's because I don't do it. Right. So if you did it, would I tell you? Would I continue to drone it in? No. Let me ask you. Do you think that somebody told me something all the time when I was your age? Yeah. And what do you think finally happened? I did it. There came a point where I did it. And we were all happy. Because the person telling me this all the time no longer had to tell me. Because I was doing it. See, what you think is, you think you hear it and you're going to do it. You're not going to do it. It's the repetitive nature of somebody telling you something. My aunt is a quadriplegic right now. Fell, hit her head, living with me. And I tell her all the time, breathe, breathe. It's a simple thing, right? It's something you must do to live. So she'll start to do something because before she could barely move her hand. Now she can actually stand. But when she goes to stand, she stands like... and then takes a big breath. And as soon as she starts to stand, I say, breathe. And she'll go, I know. And this is over months. It's now she's been quadriplegic for a year. And she'll be doing something. And I go, hey, it's going to be a lot easier when you. And she cracks up. She goes, breathe. I go, right. But she doesn't breathe properly because she's holding her breath while she does stuff. And I've said it to her, no exaggeration, 5,000 times. Breathe, 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 breathe. And you know what will happen eventually? She's going to start breathing again normally. For the record, many of you don't know how to breathe properly. You reach down, you do something. You should be all the way through it. So there's my advice for you if you want to do that. That I tell people all the time, you got about 60 seconds of air in you. It helps if you replenish it. Okay? Because if you hold your breath, you're going to hyperventilate. And then, you know, a whole other thing, series of things start to happen. You get lightheaded and whatever. So if you breathe properly through things, it's like me doing this show. I'm talking and breathing, taking these micro breaths at the same time, because that's the only way you can do something and keep your body functioning. You don't have enough oxygen to get all that blood, you know, the muscles oxygenated unless you're breathing properly. Anyway, enough of that. You are going to have an amazing year. And there are lots of signs that are always over the place. I talked the other day about this, and I want to cover it again. It isn't, we're not going to talk right now about Soleimani being killed and what Iran's response is going to be and how the Democrats are handling that. Because let me tell you something. I trust Donald Trump. I think it's insane that the Democrats would say this. We really want to get to the bottom of why he killed Soleimani. We need to understand what the motivation was. Really. It isn't enough that you know this guy kills Americans, that he plots to kill diplomats, that he and his country are worldwide sponsors of terror. That's not enough for you. What? You find out that he's a Republican? Oh, well, then, dang it, we're glad he killed him. You find out he's a conservative. That Soleimani was a member of the Tea Party. Well, hey, why didn't you say that in the first place, Negro? Oh, man, they got to know. Why did you do it? Donald Trump, he might have been a progressive. The way they're treating him, he was a progressive. I actually tweeted. I said, hey, Democrats, who's going to be the first to ask President Trump to fly the flag at half mast on the death of Soleimani? Don't think it isn't being considered by Tlaib or Omar or maybe even Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. The leadership seems to love Iran. Somebody tweeted, it's funny how it took the bombing of Soleimani to find out how many Democrats love Iran. Man, you're winning. You are winning so big, you don't even recognize when you win. That's what's funny. Come on, Americans. Come on, conservatives, Christian conservative, Jewish conservatives. You know you're winning. Learn how to see it. The Kevin Jackson Show is teaching you that. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Even though I don't monetize the show, I'm glad I'm here. It's my public service, if you will. I want to go back to the subject I talked about the other day, the Golden Globes. And I could care less about Holly weirdos and their award shows and things like that. But I told you guys, Ricky Gervais, comedian out of Britain, funny guy, interesting guy. He's done things to rub me the wrong way. So I pretty much dismiss all of these leftists until they do something that makes me go, there's something bigger here. See, I've been watching comedy and doing comedy for a long time. And I've watched the comedians, and they're getting frustrated. Their comedy is being stifled. They can't say what they want to say, do what they want to do. And I've predicted there would be a revolt in Hollywood, and it'll come from the comedians because they're tired of it. You're supposed to be able to make fun of stuff. Comedians are observational people, and many of them are very bright, including myself. And so when you find something ironic or hypocritical or just flat out humorous, you say it. You don't couch it. You know, I mean, I joke with my aunt who's a quadriplegic. I joke about it. Like, I say, hey, can you get up and give me that? And she'll go, I'm going to get you. It's a joke, and she sees it as funny. Well, I'm not making fun of her. I'm doing therapy with her and, you know, helping her stand, moving her hands, telling her about physiology. She loves me to death. But I'll joke about her situation because I'm not going to let her feel bad about it. Anyway, this is what I want to focus on a little bit for this hour, because I think that more has come about with this whole Golden Gloves thing, the aftermath.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bit of trivia for you from the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Thanks for listening. The viral clip of Ricky Gervais chastising Hollywood got more views than the Golden Globe itself. Let's play that clip.
Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So...
As I said the day that we played that clip, I said there was a... The people were laughing because it was funny stuff. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. But there were, it was tepid clapping. I mean, it's like one or two people looking around going, is it okay to clap here? All nervous. Hey, by the way, a girl who said she owed her success to having an abortion, she got a rousing ovation. But Ricky Gervais dropping truth bombs, didn't get so much. Made him very uncomfortable. But that viral clip got more views than the Golden Globes. Folks, that is a sign. I mentioned to you earlier, I said, there is a rebellion happening in Hollywood, in pop culture, particularly with comedians. It's not going to go well for the left, because let me tell you something. The people who know how to ridicule, when they go after you, it's very difficult to recover. You can be right on an argument, but if somebody knows how to make fun of you, they can get you off kilter. I know this because I've done it. And I don't usually do it. If you're right in an argument, I'm not going to go after you. I mean, that's my discipline. I'm like, no, you're right. Congratulations on being right. But if you're wrong and you think you're going to browbeat me or whatever, man, please. I'm about to talk about you to the point where you'll want to take some poison. You got some sleeping pills. I'll make you cry, boy. And I here's what's funny. I was talking about this with Melissa the other night. When it's something to be, you know, sympathetic about, I'm a big crybaby. I cried during Brian's song when Brian Piccolo died. I ain't gonna lie, I cried. But let me tell you something. When it comes to righting a wrong, and if it even involved, you know, twisting your head off your neck, I have no remorse. Zero. I'm telling, look, this may offend some people. This may make some people go, hey, Kevin's great. He's a really weird guy. I don't care. I don't care what you think. If you do something to wrong me, and particularly if it's like egregiously wrong, and we have to fight to the death and I kill you, I won't lose a bit of, I won't have a nightmare. I won't have a flashback. I won't have anything. I have zero sympathy. And I'm not even kidding. That's why I warn people when they tell, I mean, I see you, I'm going to kick your butt. And I go, dude, let me explain something. I need to make you understand with all my might that I'm going to kill you, and I'm not going to lose a split second of, there will be no remorse. There will be no thought process of, do I need to kill you? Once you tell me you want to do me harm, I click into a mode that is, it is not a fun mode. And I tell people this. Not to, oh, Kevin, you're trying to make it sound like you're such a bad guy. I don't need to make it sound like I'm a bad guy. I am a bad guy. I mean, when it comes to whooping butt, I'm a bad guy. I'm not even playing. I don't have to stretch it out. I don't have to make you feel, oh, if you want to believe that, believe it. Just don't try me. Because what I'm telling you is, if you do, there's a switch that clicks, and I have zero remorse. And I know there are people out there that know what I'm talking about. I know there, because what's this stepping on? Anyway, there are people out here who know exactly what I'm talking about, because you feel identically the same way. You're out there going, yep, Kev, I'm the same way. Well, congratulations to us. See, because we are the protectors of this nation. We're the ones who say, bring it. Anyway, so Ricky Gervais, and the reason why I'm covering this is I want you to understand how big this is. A guy, a comedian, makes the platform, opens up the Golden Globes by telling everybody in that audience, you don't know anything about the real world, so why don't you come up and accept your rewards, thank your God, and shut the flunk up. That's what he said. In comedy, folks, there is truth. Now, here's what somebody wrote about him. Going into the Golden Globes, the biggest question was not who will win the night's biggest awards, but how much of a jerk Ricky Gervais would be. Over the course of his four previous hosting gigs, Gervais has cultivated the reputation of a provocateur. By the way, when I got sued by the people in Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia sicked some people on me to do a class action lawsuit. We're going through it right now. And when I got sued, they called me a conservative provocateur. A conservative provocateur. Let me tell you something. I'm provoking nothing. I speak the truth. I speak the truth whether it's I like you, don't you? In other words, if it's Trump and I don't like something, I'll tell the truth. If it's Barack Obama and I do like something, I will tell the truth. That's it. There's nothing provocative about what I do. But those butt clowns call me a provocateur. Anyway, let me get back to Gervais. They said this. He's cultivated the reputation of a provocateur, unafraid to challenge the rich and powerful, whether it be by taking aim at Mel Gibson's anti-Semitism or Caitlyn Jenner's transition. Although he is sorry about that one time he made fun of Tim Allen's movie career. On occasion, Gervais does genuinely speak truth to power. But much of the time, he's just, well, being kind of a, and I'm going to clean it up, a penis. So we've separated the shocks from the sneers, the big swings from the petty jabs, and ranked them from most to least penis-ish. They use a different word. So here's one. I'm not even going to go through most of these because they aren't even interesting to me. But there's a couple of them that I think are kind of funny. They're saying that, you know, he's a provocateur because of this. So he says, I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. It's her daughter I feel sorry for. That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. That's funny, because Felicity Huffman's husband is, I don't know his name, but you'd know him. Big character actor. And he was in the film Wild Hogs. Then he goes, all the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBOs. The actors who just do Hollywood movies do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids. Have we got an award for the most ripped junkie? I love this guy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants Joe Biden's son Hunter and Congressman Adam Schiff to testify in the Senate impeachment trial.
Would you like the Hunter Biden job? He has no experience, making no money, and then all of a sudden he's making millions and millions of dollars. You take that. Would you leave the union for that? I think so.
The president, talking with reporters at the White House on Thursday, also calls the impeachment by the House a massive hoax. U.S. intelligence officials say it appears Iran's anti-missile system shot down a Ukrainian plane that killed 176 people. Aviation expert Tom Costello says Iran begs to differ.
Iran thus far has denied that missiles brought down the plane. They've suggested some sort of a mechanical error. Ukraine has all along been concerned about a possible missile strike just based on the timing alone.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One-way wars. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. One-way wars. That's what this segment is dedicated to. Because, see, we've been fighting many one-way wars. Do you know what I mean when I a one-way war? It means you're losing. People don't even know you're in a fight. It's how, like, the Chinese citizens must feel when they say, oh, we've got a new prime minister. And they go, oh, well, thank you for letting me know. Because they didn't vote. They didn't get to say, have a word in it. How many one-way wars have we been in? Did you want Obamacare? Seriously, did you want it? The answer is no. Most of America didn't want it. It was a one-way war. Politicians said, we don't care what you want. You get it. Taxes. How many taxes, or they disguise it in fees. But how many fees do you get charged that you have no ability to impact? In Arizona, a perfect example. They to register your car in Arizona, it's over $500 a year. $500. So how many people, I mean, you better have a nice car if you're going to register it for $500. Because let me tell you, in the old days, I could buy a car for $500. And today, brothers buy cars for $500. And then you got to register it for $500? Why? Because the state of California, of Arizona, decided it was going to raid the first responders fund, pay off teachers, give them more money, even though they haven't produced any results. And now they got to put that money back into the first responders fund. So they said, hey, we won't tax you. We're just going to do a fee, a surcharge on your car. And they probably, I don't know what it was before, in most states, it's less than $100. It's $500+. It was more than $500 for the two vehicles that I own. And now, you know what they say? We're going to do community golf carts. Because in a lot of these suburb communities, people will drive a golf cart around the streets. Because these are very wide streets and very safe. Speed limit 25. So you can drive a golf cart. Oh, we're going to tax them. No, I'm sorry. We're going to surcharge them. We can't call it a tax. You're in one-way wars, people, all over the place. The war on trade was a one-way war. America was losing almost $800 billion annually, and they called it a war on trade when Donald Trump said he's going to address it. He can't win the war on trade. What idiot want you to believe that? Okay, let me put this in terms you can understand. You have $800 billion to work with, okay? It's your money, and it's going to everybody else. And you say, you know what? I'm just going to take it all back. I'll do without your little games and your plastic little military, whatever you're making, I'll do without it. I'll do without anything I export. I'll do without your soybeans or whatever it may be, and I'll just buy internally. Oh, but Kevin, you're not going to be able to get a TV. That's okay. You know what? We can all survive on the TVs we have for the next 5 years. And what I'll do is I'll scale a company up and we'll start making TVs. They may be a little bit more expensive, but I got $800 billion every year for 5 years to deal with. I have $4 trillion. And the economy is going to keep on moving. You think I'm going to lose a trade war? You must be out of your mind. But leftists, oh, Donald Trump, he's going to lose a trade war. Well, is he losing? No, he's not. You know who's losing the trade war? Canada, in bad shape. Mexico isn't losing. Look, if you're dealing with the United States and you still have any surplus, you're winning because we protect you. We are big brother to you. Here's another war, the culture war. It's a one-way war. The left has been winning. I dare any conservative listening to me, Kevin Jackson, on the Kevin Jackson Show, show me where we've been winning this war in any way. You've been winning it with capitalism or socialism? You're winning it in the colleges and universities? You're winning it in the court of public opinion? Where are you winning the culture war? You're winning it in religion? You're winning it with the military? These are pillars of conservatism. You winning it with gun control? What are you winning it? Immigration? Tax policy? The only way you're winning the culture war is what I'm about to get to, is you got a culture warrior. The war on immigration. Who's been winning this war? 22 million supposed, roughly, illegals in this country. Every president leading up to Donald Trump saying they're going to stop it when we only had 4, 5, 6 million illegals. And what do we got? More illegals. Companies still hiring them. More still coming in. A lot less under Trump. What about the war against America that would elect Omar and Tlaib to Congress and these other radicals? People that have no disagree with you so completely. It is a dipole at the other end of the spectrum. You don't even know where they come from. They look like Martians. They've come from outer space. What about them? What about this war with Iran that's been a one-way war, this war on terror? Have we been winning the terror war? Let me tell you something. In every one of those one-way wars I just described, President Trump has got you winning. He's got you winning the war against these stupid leftists that hate this country. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist, folks, to understand that the leftists, the media, they hate President Donald Trump. They hate you, too. And for Americans with brains, how they treat Donald Trump versus how they treated baby black Jesus is so obvious. It's more obvious than the nose on your face. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm speaking truth about what's going on, and I wouldn't care. If this were the opposite and it was Obama, I would be saying the same thing about Obama. The problem is Obama was the worst president in American history, bar none. Yet, for the media and for these leftists, he could do no wrong. If this man ate a hot dog, leftists declared his technique art. Oh my gosh, did you see how Barack Obama ate that hot dog? Everyone should eat a hot dog the way Barack Obama eats a hot dog. It should be mandatory. I get a tingle off my leg just watching him eat a hot dog. I gotta tell you. When Barack Obama made obvious blunders, obvious, the media lap dog circled the wagons covering for his incompetence. When Barack Obama, if you like it, doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And then he comes back and he reneges, and you know they go, well, he really did. He promised that. But listen, for the better, it'll end up being better for everybody, this Obamacare thing. And now we learn, of course, Obamacare. Nobody understood it. It was sold to the American public. It was a lie. It was a vicious lie. And even Biden said it recently when he got asked this question by a guy at one of his well attended by dozens town hall meeting in Iowa.
During the run-up to the passage of Obamacare, President Obama promised my father that if he likes his plan, he can keep his plan, and that his insurance will be cheaper. After passage, his plan was no longer allowed, and his insurance costs doubled. Since you supported the plan, were you lying to my dad, or did you not understand the bill you supported?
A lying dog face pony shoulder. No, look, there's two ways people know when something is important. One, when it's so clear when it's passed that everybody understands it, and no one did understand Obamacare, including the way it was rolled out, and the gentleman's right. He said you could keep your doctor if you wanted to, and you couldn't keep your doctor if you wanted to necessarily. He's dead right about that.
I don't know what Biden went on to say after that, but the first thing he said was, there's two ways to know that something is important, is you got to understand it. Nobody understood it. So Obamacare wasn't important. That's essentially what he said. And the kid is going, well, you supported it. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is I didn't understand it, but I needed to go along with it. So please put me in charge of the country because I'm an idiot who'll go along to get along. That's essentially what Joe Biden was saying. So people didn't understand it. People that were putting it together, according to Gruber, the architect of it, knew it was a ruse, knew it was a lie, knew it had to be sold, finagled it, the language, in such a way that Roberts of the Supreme Court gave it the full nod, and for the first time in American history forces you to have medical coverage, which is against all of nature. You shouldn't be forced to have to buy anything from the government. But that's what we are. And everybody knows, all these leftists, these feckless idiots, these hapless rubes, know Barack Obama was a failed president in practically every way. And they won't say it. They don't have the guts. If Trump failed, we'd say it. The difference between a conservative and a leftist is we have enough. What's the word I'm looking for? We're not going to protect the guy because we believe it in our ideology. If Trump failed, we would admit it. Obama failed, and he failed miserably. And the left, the media won't say anything. And most of them say it in these private parties, but they won't say it publicly because they don't want to be left
this
out of
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Double standard is so, and the good news about this double standard of how the media handles Trump versus Obama is it's so obvious, it's creating a real problem for the Democrats. They are seen now for being the liars, the scumbags that they are. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Telling you the truth about Democrats. If Republicans were scumbags, if they were lying, disingenuous, I tell you. I will tell you this, the rhino Republicans are scumbags because they want to go with the wind. But the true person, the people who put Republic and Republican, they are not. They are the salt of the earth. They are the conservatives we talk about. They are the people that people come from other countries wanting to be like. You are the most emulated, exalted person on the planet. Everybody wants to come here because of you. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. When President Trump has good news, the media either ignores it or they spin it to be negative. And I'll just use illegal border crossings as an example. The media went from cheering as thousands of Central Americans tried to enter the U.S. illegally. They love reporting on these caravans. There's another caravan coming. What's Donald Trump going to do? They reported false stuff that was happening at the border. They cheered as people tried to storm our borders to get into this country illegally, while people legally have been waiting, paid money, playing by the rules. They didn't care about the rules. Anyway, they went from that to wholly ignoring the massive reduction in border crossings under Donald Trump's plan. In other words, what Trump said he was going to do, he did, and it's working. And ironically, Obama agreed with Donald Trump on immigration reform.
And they need us to enact comprehensive immigration reform once and for all. They need not, we can't wait 20 years from now to do it. We can't wait 10 years from now to do it. We need to do it by the end of my first term as President of the United States of America. And I will make it a top priority in my first year as President, not only because we have an obligation to secure our borders and get control of who comes in and out of our country, not only because we have to crack down on employers who are abusing undocumented immigrants instead of hiring citizens, but because we have to finally bring undocumented immigrants out of the shadows. It is time we did that.
That was candidate Obama, Senator. He's saying he would enact comprehensive immigration reform by the end of his first term. It didn't happen. But what he did do is he legalized millions of illegals. He didn't punish any employers who hired illegals. He allowed more new illegals to enter America rather than previous presidents. So, put simply, he lied about protecting the border, and the media played dumb. Now, what about NATO? NATO paying its bills. Obama never made a demand of NATO. Let me read you what Politico wrote about Barack Obama, what he said when he went to a NATO meeting. He says, I want to take this opportunity to commend Greece for being one of the five NATO allies that spends 2% of the GDP on defense, a goal that we have consistently set, but not everybody has met. Greece has done this even during difficult economic times. If Greece can meet this NATO commitment, all our NATO allies should be able to do so. He made a suggestion, folks, a suggestion that never happened, because Obama didn't have the guts to challenge our deadbeat partners. Now, most NATO countries saw Obama and America as the patsy who would keep paying the bills no matter what. And you know what Donald Trump did? He came in and he stopped it. He relieved American taxpayers of hundreds of millions of dollars by requiring our partners to live up to a treaty. But leftists spin this windfall as he's ruining relationships with our partners. Well, these are not partners. Not at all. Next, I want you to consider President Trump removing America from NAFTA, a trade agreement where we lost billions of dollars. He replaced it with the USMCA, the agreement between Mexico, Canada, and America, a much more favorable deal for America that was struck with the other two countries. The deal nets America billions of dollars coming back. And when it finally passed, during impeachment, Pelosi acted as if the Democrats created the deal. Listen, this list of hypocrisies for the left are so long dimension, it's ridiculous. Even I could dedicate entire shows to the contrast of one versus the other, like Israel embassy moving. When Barack Obama, do we have a clip on that? I don't know if we have it, but anyway, Barack Obama said, we need to move the embassy. Senator Barack Obama, yeah, we have it.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again. And I also have said that it is important that we don't simply slice the city in half, but I've also said that that's a final status issue. That's an issue that has to be dealt with the parties involved, the Palestinians and the Israelis, and it's not the job of the United States to dictate the form in which that will take, but rather to support the efforts that are being made right now to resolve these very difficult issues that have a long history.
Did he move it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Did he do anything? No. You know who did it? The white guy did it for him. Obama didn't deliver on jack. He didn't deliver on improving your health care. He didn't deliver on tax cuts. He talked about tax cuts.
Building on the tax cuts in the Recovery Act, we're proposing a complete elimination of capital gains taxes on small business investment, along with an extension of write-offs to encourage small businesses to expand in the coming year. And I believe it's worthwhile to create a tax incentive to encourage small businesses to add and keep employees, and I'm going to work with Congress to pass one.
Small businesses didn't get any of those tax cuts. They got hammered. If you had more than 49 employees, you were mandatory to do Obamacare. It practically broke the backs of small business. People laid off in droves. He didn't do anything to help small business, but the media fawned over this clown, particularly when he killed Osama bin Laden. When bin Laden was killed, and I said this on the program before, said it 1,000 times, I celebrate it. I believe most Americans celebrate it. Now, there were some Republican politicians who questioned Obama's authority, but the media didn't. In fact, I found an article in the New York Times, and they defended Obama like they were part of his legal team. You have to see the article. I think we talked a little bit about it. They laid out the strategy. They went back into the War Crimes Act and the different things that were enacted during the time of Bush, and if it was a terrorist attack and all, and they laid it out like they were going to present it to the Supreme Court. And here's the deal. You don't have to present an argument to me as to why you killed Osama bin Laden. I don't need an argument. I'm glad you did. Now, the Republicans' argument at the time was when Barack Obama was bombing the crap out of Syria and I believe Afghanistan, and he was only supposed to be able to do that 60 days without getting permission from Congress. And that was a whole other discussion. But there weren't many people who were upset that Obama killed Osama bin Laden. And I wouldn't care if he theoretically had to get permission from Congress, but because of the nature of the speed in which it had to be done, he said, to heck with it, I'm just going to do it. I still would have said, great move, President Obama. But boy, what a difference a day makes. My areas of disagreement with Obama during that whole time of Osama bin Laden was in two things. One, they made it sound like it was such a tough decision. I mean, I watched one report that the president had to vacillate over this. He was very concerned about the safety of this or that. Let me tell you, you got Navy SEALs and you got knowledge of where this guy's going to be. And you have people that have planned an operation. What do you want from me? Why are you asking? Just go. Text me, Mr. President, we know where Osama bin Laden is. We have SEAL Team 6 ready to go. Go or no go? One or two? One is go, two is no go. One. One, period. Text here. I'm going to keep partying, like with Jay-Z. What's up, baby? And I'm going to be dancing. Let me know when it's over. It was a no-brainer. A third grader knew to do this, to kill the number one terrorist in the world when you have the drop on him, of course. And then the second thing was, in the aftermath of killing him, they made such a big deal about it. Oh, Barack Obama. You would think, as I said, Obama was part of the SEAL Team 6 that went in. And he wasn't. But boy, Donald Trump kills the new number one terrorist, and the Democrats got to get to the bottom of it.
We got to go. We don't know why he did it.
Democrats want to politicize it. Not going to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.